These are the newly elected members of Pakistan's National Assembly. Members of Pakistan's lower house of parliament formally took oath, marking the historic democratic transition from one civilian administration to another. This time, the National Assembly has seen many new faces because of the emergence of a new political party led by Pakistan's cricketer-turned politician Imran Khan. But the focus is now on this man. The party of two-time former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has emerged as winner in the May 11 parliamentary elections, both in the centre and Punjab province. Sharif will make history next week when he becomes Pakistan's Prime Minister for record third time.
I believe that this government will overcome all the challenges, and the transfer of power, peaceful transfer, it is a landmark for this country. He is a leader with commitment. Nawaz Sharif is coming as Prime Minister for the third time, and he has always proved it. I think he is the only man in Pakistan who can face these conditions which are prevailing in Pakistan.
Nawaz Sharif returned to the National Assembly after 14 years.
The new government is taking office at a time when Pakistan is facing several challenges, including weak economy and fragile foreign policy. Political experts believe the enormity of the problems will certainly test the skills and abilities of the incoming administration.
The most immediate challenge the new government has to deal with is worsening energy crisis.
If this government fails to deliver, it will affect the war on terror decisions, it will affect the economy, it will affect the energy crisis. This will actually can be a do or die thing for the country. It's not a simple transfer of power from one civilian government to another. It's actually a matter that will decide the future of the country itself.
On the foreign policy front, putting an end to the US assassination drone attacks in the country's tribal areas is seen as a major challenge. The incoming Prime Minister has condemned the latest US drone attack, calling it as violation of Pakistan's territorial integrity and sovereignty. However, it remains to be seen if his government takes any practical steps against the CIA-led controversial campaign. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.